A major road construction project is getting underway in East Lansing, and the work is expected to make getting through the city tougher for motorists this year. The Michigan Department of Transportation says there will be improvements on Grand River Avenue from Coolidge Road to Park Lake, and on Michigan Avenue from the west city limits to Grand River. There will be road resurfacing, sidewalk and ramp improvements, non-motorized pathways, and traffic signal upgrades. Barrels have already gone up in the streets, and the project will take until October 4th. Boy, that seems like a long time away. Here to talk with us about this project and what it means to everyone who uses these major streets, Todd Sneathan, the City of East Lansing's Director of Public Works. Welcome, Todd.
Thank you, Mark.
Let's begin with the first phase of the project. Work on both Michigan and Grand River Avenue simultaneously through May 5th. What is being done there?
Actually, what's being done is they are reconfiguring the Beale Street entrance into campus. That's kind of a strange intersection currently.
Yeah.
And what they're going to do, as opposed to the merge, they're going to make that into a 90-degree intersection with a traffic signal. They're also going to be prohibiting left turns at the Harrison and Michigan intersection. There's a northbound left turn right now. There's a southbound left turn, and they're going to actually prohibit those and create those Michigan lefts where you have to actually go through the intersection and make a loop around and come back the other direction.
That's going north on Harrison and attempting to make a left onto Michigan.
One way, okay, yes. Okay. And then there's also the people heading eastbound on Michigan Avenue that are trying to make a left and go north on Harrison. There will be no more left turns allowed in the Harrison Road intersection. So.
Until May 5th.
They'll be allowed until probably later in the project once everything gets done. But by October 4th, they will no longer be there.
Okay. At least one lane of traffic will be open on Michigan and Grand River at all times. But won't it make getting around difficult with work being done on both at the same time?
It'll definitely make work being difficult. If you go through there right now, you know, they've got barrels and everything out. What they're primarily going to be doing in this first part, though, is really doing some concrete work, ADA ramps. I think people see those ramps quite frequently with the raised bumps that are on there, truncated domes, really, which are part of the American with Disabilities Act to make it for people with visual impairment. Those all need to be done. That's part of this project. They'll do a little bit of curb work. And then what they'll ultimately do is tear all the asphalt out and put it all back. But a lot of this work's going to be done, especially that paving is going to be done on a weekend. There's been a lot of cooperation with East Lansing and MDOT in order to try to minimize, you know, these really lengthy impacts. It's going to impact people, don't get me wrong, but trying to minimize some of those other ones where, I don't know if you've ever tried to go through some place where they're trying to put asphalt on a road and it's narrow, you just almost can't do it. So they're going to try to do this on the weekends.
What are East Lansing merchants saying about the project? Has it been on their radar long enough that they're just acclimated to it, or is this really a headache for them?
Well, it's been on their radar. It's been on the radar for almost 2.5 years, but it still doesn't make it any easier.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just something that we're going to have to live with. You know, like I said before, it's been a good partnership with the Department of Transportation. So our hope is, you know, this is all supposed to be done before the students come back in the fall. I know you talk about October 4th, but the vast majority, 80-90% of the work will be done through the City of East Lansing for when move-in week starts in the fall. And I think that makes the merchants feel a little bit better about the situation.
What's that dialogue like between your office and the businesses in East Lansing?
Between my office, we really work a lot with the planning department as well. We have a downtown development authority, a downtown management board. Actually, last night we had what we call a meet and greet in the Marriott Hotel where we had people come and talk and ask questions so that they're familiar with what's going on. So,
talk about the non-motorized traffic now and in the future on the two big streets, Grand River and Michigan Avenues. Has it been a problem, and will the project improve safety for motorists and the others?
Yeah, I think it has been a problem. It's one of those things where, you know, especially with being so close to Michigan State University, trying to find the ability for pedestrians and bicyclists, any non-motorized, to really use this area has been difficult. We're going to put in two really significant projects. The area from Bogue Street to Hagedorn, we will be building 5-foot pathways along that area on both sides of the road, improving a lot of that, which if people walk down there now, they see they're all bumpy and missing in some spots. And really what that'll be done is it's non-motorized. We'll also have mid-block crosswalk at one point, almost at Hagedorn, so people can cross and get over to the bus stop. That's a big project. That's was a tough project to do, but we've got that under control, and that's going to be starting at probably the end of July. And then the other thing is Michigan Avenue is going to be taken, go from in the three-lane sections, which is primarily all a westbound from where Grand River intersects to the city limits. One of those lanes is going to be turned into what we call a buffered bike lane. A bike lane is going to be installed with cross-hatching to not allow other motorized vehicles in there. Been a lot of research, computer modeling, and everything been done. That Michigan Avenue does not carry enough traffic to support three lanes of traffic of pavement.
Okay.
So it's about 20,000 vehicles a day travel on Michigan Avenue, but for three lanes you need closer to 40 to 45. So MDOT's pretty comfortable with that. Worked with the city of Lansing, and we're really going to provide non-motorized facilities along there. And when it comes to non-motorized, any piece you can put in at the opportunity you have, eventually you can fill in those gaps over time.
Is that the action the city council took a couple of nights ago?
That is exactly. Yeah. They took action to support that, and that's what MDOT had asked us to do.
But no work will be done on holiday weekends or at times of other major events. Is that correct?
That's correct. Football games, art festival, Great Lakes Folk Festival. That's correct.
Okay. You've also got, these four, well, Grand River from Hagedorn to Park Lake Road. Could you address that for us?
Yeah, that will be something that's going to be done in the fall. More after the students come back, it's going to be milling and paving. It'll be a lot less inconvenient. Then there's a lot more room down there than there is in some other sections.
Not an expansion.
No, there is no expansion of this anywhere.
Okay. You've also got a project that may be a little further off everyone's radar. This is involving Kalamazoo Street.
Yeah. Along Kalamazoo Street, we're going to be building a large sewer project, and that's supposed to start April 1st. And ultimately, Kalamazoo Street, I know the timing of this is horrible, but this project's been in the work for almost 5 years, will be closed for a period of time. And this is the main connection to our wastewater treatment plant.
Okay.
So we're putting an additional sewer in to provide service to the city of East Lansing, Meridian Township, and MSU.
Okay. Todd Sneathen is the city of East Lansing's Director of Public Works. A nice comprehensive review there, Todd. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mark.